5 4 3 2 1
You are listening to the United States of Oklahoma with Josh Delaney. I am Delaney, podcasting unlive from the corner of Main and Robinson in downtown Oklahoma City, with a bit of sweat on my upper lip. That was walking from the car up to the office. And to my left is a barkeep extraordinaire. Cowboy? Can I call you a cowboy?
I don't know.
Smooth cowboy, actor, all-around cool dude, who can be found on Instagram at Jacer with a Chaser, and he sings a mighty fine version of Hippies and Cowboys.
I apologize for that Instagram name. It's really not great. I'm better than that, I know that.
That's Cody Jenks, right? Hippies and Cowboys?
Yes, yeah. Which is a Red Dirt. He's an Oklahoma kid.
Oh, my God. I love that. Jace Melton. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, brother? Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. So how did you get down here? What was your mode of transportation?
I regrettably took a lime for the first time since the day before St. Patrick's Day. Because y'all told me there's no parking here. So I was like, you know what? I'll just brave it again, and I'll do a lime.
It is rough, the parking out there. I didn't want to get you a ticket. I didn't want to talk you into a ticket.
I almost would have rather gotten a ticket than the little trip that I had. I have very bad luck on those.
Yeah.
Hit by a car. Was the last time that I rode one. Was I got hit by a car?
What intersection was that?
It was right up there in Midtown. It was the day before St. Patrick's Day. I've got a pretty decent little tiny scar on my chin from it, but you know, for you, I figured I'd brave downtown.
You know, the scars add character. You know, is that why you're growing the got the beard out?
I'm just being lazy, man.
Just being lazy.
Yeah.
How do you like my stash?
Your stash looks good.
Yeah,
it really does.
It's
do you know what you really need though?
What?
Soul patch.
Soul patch.
You really need a soul patch. With no mustache, just a soul patch.
Just that?
Okay. But you need a diet black.
Diet black. Uh-huh. I don't know, man. I've been asking people, doesn't it look pervy, or does it look like a 12-year-old starting one?
No. You almost kind of look like Chris Plummer.
Is that good or bad?
That's a good thing. That's that actor, that old, like, British guy. You look great with it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, I try.
It's distinguished.
Okay,
that is.
Thank you. Well, I've been doing the, I shave the rest around Friday night because I don't really grow much. You know, you see me with a beard, but that takes a long time. But, you know, I shave everything around it around Friday and then let the weekend stubble kind of grow in around it. So, yeah. Any new tattoos lately?
Probably the newest one.
Yeah, what do you got there?
The only sentimental thing that I have is the Series of Unfortunate Events tattoo. It's from a book series I used to read when I was a kid and whatnot.
Okay.
It's kind of weird because those books stopped being made 20 years ago. And
was that Lemony Snicket?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Who's that guy?
Those two words have not been in my head in like 20 years.
Well, Netflix like reminded me of it because they came out with that show.
Yeah.
And I watched it, so I went back, and when I moved into that apartment I used to live in, didn't have Wi-Fi yet, so I was reading, so I just reread. Like, my parents were coming to a town, and I was like, hey, bring me those books.
Yeah.
Like, I need something to read.
Okay.
So I read all of those, and it got me back into it. And
were you a big Captain Underpants guy?
Dude. Oh, no. I was, like, right at that age where, what was the Scholastic book fair? Yeah. I was right at that age where Captain Underpants was big.
Do they still make Mad Libs? You're way younger than me. Do they still do that?
Like the little books that you can...
Yeah, the Mad Lib books, you fill in the words and all that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I used to love those, man.
I mean, I haven't walked through like the magazine aisle of like a grocery store in a long time, but that's where I used to get them at.
Oh, really?
It was right there, yeah.
I might pick me up just for the hell of it. A couple of us reporters were bored in the newsroom the other day. We just started doing crossword puzzles.
Oh, God. Okey Roy over here. Crossword puzzles. Like, that's what is the 15-letter word for this? And I was like, Roy, I don't know.
Oh, he does do them. That's right.
I was like, I have never done a crossword in my life. Why are you asking me about this?
The ones we put in the paper are hard. There was a very long one, and the answer was stop, drop, and roll. That's a lot.
Oh, they do multiple word ones?
Apparently. I mean, I haven't done one in years, but you know, these things are hard.
I don't know. I guess that guy from the New York Times is getting bored. He's like, let's
right.
make it harder.
Yeah, that's where that guy. What is the, what's it like in the lab when you're testing these drinks out before you put them on the menu? Are you guys just drinking glass after glass after glass?
Yeah. Yeah, we are. We usually do it on days where we don't serve folks.
Okay.
Because we do have to kind of, you know, stay sober.
Yeah.
That's kind of part of it, you know. You can't be, you know, drinking 18 different variations of this drink and then go work a six-hour shift.
Yeah. Know? Are the test drinks, are they going to be full glasses or are they miniatures or how does that work?
So how we start off is just theoretical to where we're all like, all right, I know this tastes good together with this and this and this and that. I've got this crazy idea. Let's figure this out. So my first step is always do like syrups and tinctures and stuff. So I'm basically in the kitchen with the line cooks and just making, you know, these things. And then after I get that nailed down, then we start working on the cocktail itself. And so we'll do it full size. We usually straw test first just to get a basic profile of it. And then we will drink it as how we want the guests to as well.
And is there a, first of all, do you favor drinks with umbrellas in them?
Here's my thing about drinks. You drink whatever you want to.
I don't care.
I'm not going to judge you at all.
Yeah.
I really don't care.
Yeah.
You can come into the nicest bar in the world and order a vodka soda, and I'll give you a high five because you just made my job that much easier.
Right, right.
No, people drink what they want to drink, you know, and yeah. I like to help folks get out of their comfort zones. Mm-hmm. You know, the people that are like, I have a pet peeve. It's like, oh, can you put that in like a different glass? It's not manly enough.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, well, you're a man. It's in your hand. You're fine.
But drink it, bro.
Nobody is going to judge you. But I remember being like 21, like,
you were that guy.
And I was kind of like, oh, man, I was up at Wes Welker's up there when it used to be here.
Uh-huh.
And I got a cerveza there, and they put it in one of those big old just goblets.
Uh-huh.
Ginormous. But, like, he had to hold it with two hands. And I asked the lady, I was like, can I get a pint glass? I'm just going to kind of like dump it in there as I go. Like, I don't know how to do this right now. This is strange.
Yeah, it is. I think you're right. Although there is something, you know, to be said for looking cool while you're drinking. I think Okey Roy and I talked about, you know, you can't threaten to fight somebody after sipping from a straw. Or maybe you could.
Oh, I will. I don't care. Take a big old slurp of my vodka cranberry and just start talking smack immediately. No, I'm just kidding. God, I haven't been in a fight in I don't know how long. Probably junior high.
Yeah, yeah. I had a near miss a couple months ago in Texas. Well, I mean, it wasn't too close. Had to back a couple guys off, but, you know, I had that old man presence at that point.
You had old man presence.
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you what. The last time I got hit in the face was I was working at this restaurant, and it was by a girl who was 21 and just dolly-whopped me in the face.
Oh, she got you.
Oh, she was not happy with what I had to say to her. And I just said, hey, ma'am, I need you to leave. And
yeah.
She's whack. Well, it's like at the Flea, the only fight that we've ever had is between two 50-year-old, like, women.
Yeah, yeah.
No other fight there.
Okay, ever. That's good. That's good. Yeah, I haven't, I haven't seen any dust-ups over there. You know, it's pretty chill.
I've learned a lot over over the years, I've learned under a lot of folks that I've trained under, you know, that your job is hospitality, and that's kind of like my number one thing now.
Yeah.
You know, is like, you know, care for the guest, try and do as much for the guest as you can.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a line, of course.
Right.
You know.
Like, don't play, what was that? Song from Aladdin or whatever on the jukebox five, six times straight.
God. They did that. And then right when Weezer started doing Africa again, that buddy of mine just kept coming in. And he wasn't even in the bar. He was just close enough to where he'd play over and over and over again.
Okay, I admit to doing this once. I was sitting in my apartment, and I got on
did
the jukebox.
Did you put a song on the jukebox?
I did, from my apartment, yeah.
You're the worst.
I put a Slayer song on from my apartment at about midnight.
About midnight?
Yeah. I don't know if it went through.
I'm sure it did. I mean, did you lose a dollar?
I got a little kick out of it. Yeah, I did.
Well, then it went through. That's what I used to do when they'd play those stupid songs, because it's all my friends. Like, it's not like it's like some random person. Like, it's all my friends. I'll skip it, and I'll just yell out, "You lost a dollar." And then they'll play it again. I'm like, "You lost another dollar."
It's a weird power to have, to control a jukebox from, you know, a mile away.
But I can only control it if you put the money in.
No. Okay.
Like, you can't just, like, randomly, like, say there's a random song that comes on there. Like, you can't change that.
Oh, right, right.
You know?
Yeah, I think I had credits stored up on mine.
Yeah.
So I was using it. Now, you talk about a Saturday morning regret is waking up and seeing how much money you spent on music that you could just listen to for free at Spotify.
Yeah,
but you're trying to impress everybody with your song.
Well, exactly. I mean, there's something about that. I mean, that's why people choose the songs that they choose at karaoke, too, is one, they either really, really love the song or they want to show off.
Right.
You know?
Right, yeah. I haven't karaoke there yet. I don't think I'm going to.
I think you almost did one night.
Oh, I might have come close. My last night of karaoke, which was a bad night, which is always bad, was Danny Boy at about 1:55 in the morning over at Cookies.
Oh, Cookies.
That gave everybody a thrill. It was like the depressing version of Danny Boy, too. Like the really, really bad one.
Well, what they should do is have you come over at like the end of the night, and that's just how you get everybody out.
I'll close them out. I'll send them right out of there.
I used to work at this bar. And we're like, all right, people just linger. Like, we need to get them out when we can get them out and stuff.
Yeah.
So we were like, we're just going to play a whole bunch of really crappy, like, German, like, horn, like, music and stuff. And we did that. No, people loved it.
Oh,
they
God.
Were all about it. They were, like, clapping along and everything. They're like, no, we did this to get you out.
Breaking plates.
Yeah. It's like bagpipes. People like to say they don't like bagpipes, but
yeah.
If you hear a little bit of bagpipes, you're like, okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, and you get a little boozy and you hear some bagpipes. It's, you know, it's like war music at some point, you know.
It is. I mean, that's what that is. It's war music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. It's that AC/DC. Those AC/DC. Bagpipes kick in. Oh, my God, dude. I want to listen to that right now.
I do, too, man. Let's get jacked up on that. There was that guy. It was funny. He was in a unicycle and had a bagpipe and was playing that, and he had a Darth Vader mask on, and his bagpipes shot fire. Did you see that
when
he was playing that song?
I saw. Was he like a magician or something, too?
I don't know what he was.
Was it at the bar?
No. This was like on the internet.
Oh, on the internet. No,
yeah,
I haven't seen that. No. I remember that magician guy you guys had out there. I didn't know if he was on a unicycle or
not. I don't like magic. It makes me nervous.
Not a David Blaine guy.
No.
Buddy of mine found out how to do David Blaine's levitation trick. He used to do it in my apartment. He would like levitate like a foot off the ground. It was hilarious.
Isn't it just like pushing up off your feet?
Yeah, you're just kind of hiding a
foot.
And
it's like the right angle?
Yeah, but I had never seen it like, I guess, live before, and it was killing me. I was just like belly laughing. I'm like, dude, do it again. He did it like 5 times in a row.
Do some more magic.
take a quarter out of my ear.
I let that guy do some magic, like, to me every once in a while.
Do some magic on you?
Yeah, like card tricks and stuff. But I'm like, don't touch me.
Don't touch
me,
bro.
Like, I don't want to be touched.
Don't touch me, man.
Especially by magic folk.
Well, I think it's magical when, you know, if I could touch you, it'd be magical. You seem like a magical guy to touch.
All right, this is going a completely different way than
right.
I thought it was going.
Right.
I don't think the sponsors are going to like that.
All right, explain to me why I don't like tequila. And could it be because the first time I blacked out, it was on Coors Light and Cuervo Gold?
Yeah.
Maybe that was just imprinted on me.
Well, here's the thing. People don't like things because they haven't had it in the right way for them.
Okay.
You know? Like, maybe you're more of a high-end, like, tequila guy. You know, something like 100% blue agave, you know, something that is actually made well and made clean, you know.
Okay.
I mean, it's that way because I didn't like a ton of stuff until I had it the right way. It's just the right way for you.
Now, I mean, does it need to be mixed with stuff or?
Again,
straight?
You just haven't found the right way into where it works for you.
Do they all smell the same? No. Do they have that Cuervo smell? I should know all this by now, but I've just steered clear of it for
that's just a Cuervo smell.
27 years now.
And then there goes my brand ambassador job with Jose Cuervo right
all
there.
All right. Please don't tell me you were getting ready to work with Cuervo. We can.
No, I wasn't. I was just making a joke.
I love JC. I love me some JC. So you're suggesting that I probably have a higher taste palate and I've just not subjected it to the right...
Yeah, or you haven't had, you know, the right presentation of it, you know? Like, you might like it in, like, a cocktail that... I think that you'd like a Oaxacan Old Fashioned.
Oaxacan Old Fashioned.
Because it's very... It's mezcal, it's tequila, usually some agave syrup, and then usually, like, some chocolate, like, mole... bitters or something in there.
Okay.
Like that. And it's like booze and stirred. It's kind of a people who don't like margaritas and don't like tequila shots, they like Oaxacan Old Fashions sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, does that come in a manly glass?
It does. Okay. With an orange rind and everything. Looks just like an old fashioned.
Okay. You know, just checking.
I mean, but I'll put it in a stemmed glass.
We, one of my old newsrooms, it's funny, bring up mezcal. Is it mezcal? Mezcal? I don't know. There was a lady who kept a bottle of it in her drawer. And she no longer works there. Great, great lady. And
you're telling me you can't drink on the job as a journalist?
This was in a newsroom a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. And, you know, and me and a couple of my buddies, whenever we ran out of our liquor stash, we would... we at first, but then we became two of us, and then it became me. Just like a little nip every now and then.
A little mezcal.
Yeah, after everybody was gone.
If you like mezcal, then you'll like tequila.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it took her about 3 or 4 weeks to finally ask out loud, who's been drinking out of my bottle? And you can't answer that, you know? It's I don't know.
John over there. I watched him do it.
But yeah, man, that was good. I don't know what brand it was or anything like that, but I liked it.
Well, a lot of people like tequila before they like mezcal because it has that smokiness to it. I didn't like mezcal for a long time.
Huh.
Yeah.
Now, what's the difference between the two?
So all tequila is mezcal. No, I think I've got that reversed now. Dadgummit. No, yeah. All tequila is mezcal. Not all mezcal is tequila. So tequila is a subsection of mezcal from the agave plant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And where do they make the best of each of these versions at?
The best of those?
Yeah.
Jalisco does a really good job down there. That's where most of the main producers of tequila are. Okay. It's just the right conditions for the agave plant. Yeah.
Is there a worm in any of these?
That's old school, man. Okay. That's like from a movie from the 80s when they went down to, what's right off there in San Diego? Used to be real bad, but now it's almost a resort.
Oh.
It starts with a T.
Tijuana.
Yeah,
or Tijuana. I went down there. I crossed the border drunk one night with two other guys. I don't know how I didn't get stopped, but once we were down there, we didn't do any more drinking, really. Just drove around and then came back. It's kind of a wasted night.
It's kind of like a boring Tijuana story. I was expecting a little bit more from that.
No, that was it. We didn't even get our Papa's E Beer t-shirt from, oh my God, was that Senor Frogs? All these Californians wear this t-shirt from this one bar, you know. It was like out of that Tom Cruise flick. What was that? Was it Losing It? something like that, where they went down there. I don't know. I'm dating myself. So is there other than the Cuervo Gold, is there a good entry tequila that I should try?
Yeah, I've got a few of them. I really like Bang for Your Buck, El Jimador. Okay. It's great. There's this new one that's not new, but new to the market here. It's called G4. And it's made by one of the main families that's been making tequila forever. It stands for Generation 4, because now the son has taken over and started this. It's really good stuff. There's all kinds of things out there. You just got to do a little bit of research and whatnot and find good tequilas.
Now, are tequilas out here more expensive than other places? Because when I got out here, I was shocked at how much my Jameson cost and my Bushmills.
Well, markets are weird. It just depends on the market. Like, you can get a Jameson here for $5, and you can go 10 miles away to somewhere out east or west, and it's 12, you know?
Yeah. How much is a high-end tequila going to cost?
A high-end? Yeah. Oh, God. It can get way up there. One of the original first big tequilas was... it's Clase Azul is the name of it.
Oh, okay.
It comes in this either ceramic or glass bottle, and it has a bell on top. So when you take a shot of it, you just hit that bell and it dings. That at a bar for an ounce and a half, on average, is probably $27, $28. Yeah. But that's bar, like, markup.
Okay, know? Yeah.
Honestly... Start off with bang for your buck stuff. Like, I've got something of everything that's in my mind is bang for, like, my buck.
Okay.
Like Dickel Rye.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's what, like, you mean. Yeah. That's probably $22 at a liquor store, but it's extremely good rye.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. I love my Dickel. I didn't mean that to sound like that. I was halfway through that sentence and I knew it was going to go bad, but
I knew it was going that way. You didn't shock me.
Now, I mean, you've seen me drink my, you know, my bourbons and my whiskeys, my well whiskeys and all that. So tequila, I mean, is that something you need to drink with ice or not? Or can you do it either way, like the whiskey?
Once again, it's just like your preference, man.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, it's like those Scotch guys. They're like, oh, no, don't add ice to it. Or, right. No, you have to add a little bit of water
to
it and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you do it the way that you want to.
Yeah.
Like, you can listen to these master distillers and stuff, but all it is how do you want to drink it and what do you want to drink? Do it your way.
Yeah.
And don't care about how anybody else does it. Find a way that makes you enjoy it more. You know?
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing wrong with taking Don Julio 1492 and mixing it with some Diet Coke.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll cringe a little bit, but you do you, man. Like, if that's how you like it.
Yeah. I think I might have mixed Jameson with some Mountain Dew one night. You know, that was pretty late in the night, though.
Wild Turkey and Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Oh, is that
the one? Called Kentucky Champagne.
Oh, okay. Right, so there. I was getting close.
Very close. No, that stuff is delicious. There's actually a bar up there. It's called Pony Boy, and they do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, so my natural, I'm a natural player here. It's just instincts. You know, I can feel it.
Well, that's why Mountain Dew was created. Was as a whiskey mixer.
Oh, jeez.
And then it turned into this gamer thing, but...
Yeah. See, this is... It's
so good. Us real whiskey purists only drink the finest with Mountain Dew.
The finest. See, the more I don't know, the better I feel. I feel like if I know too much, then I'm a real drunk.
That's ignorance is bliss, man.
True. You know, and then I can, you know, I can always learn, you know?
So I don't listen to like any gossip or anything. I'm like, don't tell me about that. I don't need to know that. Because now I'm involved and I don't want to be involved in this.
Yeah. Man, I'm nervous about jumping off the wagon, bro. I don't know what's going to happen, man. I'm going to be out with like a Miller Lite and a shot, you know, having not drank in a few weeks.
But you don't have to go back.
I don't?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nobody ever said that. Again,
I felt like
find what you like to drink, but like if you don't want to drink, you don't have to drink.
I desperately do, But it got me out of the pattern of like, you know, I'll just go grab some drinks tonight.
So, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, that's been good.
I'll go grab a beer or something.
Right,
you know?
I'll go grab a beer. Yeah, yeah.
Well, just start off slow, man.
Yeah.
Like, don't go all in one night.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I probably shouldn't do that.
Just have, like, two beers.
You know, pace myself.
And make that individual pay for them.
Yes, that can happen.
That can happen. You can make it do
that's,
it.
That's been done through trickery on many a night, that individual.
You just got duped, bro.
old man making moves, you know, no old tricks.
You're still young, kid. You go and learn.
All right, so what kind of chapeau do we have there, the hat?
That is the Stetson Open Range 6X. This is actually the one I have right here is the 150-year anniversary one. This is kind of my main hat. This is the one I wear probably 80% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I've got five others back at the house. And
yeah. You get them online or is there a shop?
No, I just buy them down there in Old Cowtown.
Oh, okay. Was it that way?
Yeah.
I always forget the name of the place. It's where the one bartender that comes in to the Fleet Works at, right?
McClintock's?
Yeah.
Those guys?
Yeah, down in that area?
It's right across the street. And then another one that I go to is called, it's either Little Joe's or Little Nick's.
Okay.
I've only been there a couple of times to get my boots shined and stuff. But, that's where to go. Like, okay. Not online. And that guy that's at Langston's, man, he's been there for probably 30 years.
Yeah.
You know, and he'll shape up your hat and he'll clean it and he'll fit it and he'll make it work. And like the reshaping is free. You just tip the guy.
Okay. Are they inexpensive? Well, no, I don't say inexpensive, but are there relatively affordable Pearl Snap shirts in that area? I have not gone down there to shop for shirts.
Probably.
Yet.
I mean, if you want inexpensive, like Pearl Snaps, just go to the
Southside.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a shop I'm going to go to.
Yeah.
Down on 29.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to try it out.
They're great.
Yeah.
One of my girlfriend's friends, she buys me a bunch of Pearl Snaps and stuff when she sees them.
Can she pick me up a couple while she's out?
I don't know, man. You got to ask her.
I mean, are you yawning?
I am yawning. I'm so sorry.
We've had the first yawn on the podcast.
Ever?
Yeah.
Are you that boring that I'm yawning now?
Apparently. You know what, man? I'm going to yawn back.
Oh, man. Jeez. I told you, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to talk about on here. I was like, I'm falling up old Oaky Roy, and I'm falling up the angry midget. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Dude, heavy hitters, man. Heavy hitters, man. No, I just fit back into – so here's the deal. If you get 60 pounds overweight and you carry that around for like 5 years, then when you lose the weight, you just – when you have all those old shirts in the closet, they're like new shirts again. You can just pull them out. So I fit back into my favorite black Pearl Snap.
Oh, there you go.
The
good
other
for
day.
You, man.
Yeah, I had to, on occasion, leave the bottom button undone just for a little bit.
Well, that's a style thing too.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of kids are doing that now.
Oh, really? See, I thought that was a I thought it was a California thing. There's a buddy of mine would do that a lot.
Yeah?
You just leave the bottom open. Yeah. And so,
apparently it's like a California thing where you only button up the top and then you only leave the bottom undone.
Yeah, that one could get you shot in, you know, certain neighborhoods. But, you know, it's kind of a prison look, too. So.
I mean, you got to look tough, man. Rolled up on the streets of downtown OKC, man.
Man, I thought you were going to wear your black hat in today.
No, I brought the original, man. Did you want me to wear the black hat?
No. I mean, I wasn't taking bets.
Well, that's what we should have done.
I know.
Split the money. And
me,
we would have just set it all up.
Me and the individual. So he needs to be a talent agent. I'm going to tell him that next time I see him.
For what?
Because he made it seem...
Polka players? What is he going to do? I don't know what you're talking about here.
He made it seem like that night he was texting me that you kept going over to him like 12, 15 times. Like, got to be on the podcast. Got to be on the podcast. Oh. He wasn't saying it like that, but he like kept writing it. Like, dude, you really got to have Jace. Dude, you got to have Jace on. Dude.
Was I being funny that night or something?
I don't know,
like,
man.
I don't know.
I don't know. But you know him. He's a good dude.
He is a good dude.
You know. He's a good guy.
He really
guy.
Is.
Yeah.
He's just, and I'm going to throw out my first cuss word here. He's just a jackass. I like the guy, though. I'm actually surprised that that's the first one that's came out of my mouth.
So where are you originally from in Oklahoma?
I'm from Guymon, Oklahoma, way out there in the Panhandle.
Way out there in the Panhandle. And how long did you live out there for, and what brought you to Oklahoma City?
I lived there for just growing up and everything. Left when I graduated high school there. Went to Alva, Oklahoma, played some football, and then came around here because I went to OU to go back to school and do that stuff, and got into bar scenes a little bit more, and
yeah,
moved up here because money's a little bit better up here than down there. So
now, in towns like that in Oklahoma, I need a little bit of education. Is Oklahoma City or Tulsa, is that considered the big city?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, growing up, we've always called Oklahoma City the city.
The city?
The city.
Okay. The big friendly? Or is that a recent thing?
Who said that? I haven't heard that yet.
Before I moved out here, I ran across some website that had nicknames for Oklahoma City, and one was like the 405 or something like that. The other one was the Big Friendly.
The Big Friendly.
Yeah.
You know what? There's a mural around down here that has the Big Friendly on it. I mm-hmm. think it's closer. I never understood that until you just... So somebody just came up with that.
I'm telling you. I'm educating now my fellow Oklahomans.
Yeah.
Say, you know, having been here for 3 years, I'm clearly... Is there a... how many years do you have to be here before you're considered... an Oklahoman?
Well, if we're the Big Friendly, just no matter, you just show up here and, hey, welcome to Oklahoma. You're an Oklahoman now. No. So where I'm from was called the Shady 580.
The Shady 580.
Because that's 580 was the area code. And that's pretty much for all West Oklahoma.
Okay. The Shady 580.
Yeah.
Is that a big meth area or something?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I feel like
Oklahoma,
every area
as
in America,
a whole is kind of messy.
Yeah. Deal some meth and listen to some new metal or something like that.
Well, that's like out there in like my hometown. Like they tripled the police force in like 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Just because, and not because of meth, but because the population has grown. But
yeah,
I left for college and came back like a year later, and folks were like, oh man, there's actually some meth out here now. And I was like, well, there's probably always been meth here. We're just starting to see it more often.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What position did you play in football?
I was a wide receiver.
Wide receiver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was bigger, tall, bigger. Fast. So that
big, tall, fast. Yeah. Did you ever wear any Ed Hardy shirts?
You know what? As a matter of fact, I did not.
That was back right about then, the time, right? Like a little bit?
No, that's folks that are a little older than I am.
A little older?
Trucker
hats.
Trucker hats were big then.
I feel like trucker hats
are still big.
Still cool.
Kinda.
They're still kind of cool.
We wore a lot of like Hurley, DC, like all those skateboard stuff kind of.
Yeah. What's the one with the gun on it? Was it Stars and... Not the gun, Stars and Straps, something like that.
Man.
I don't know. I'm losing it, man. It's hard to keep up. Everything comes in cycles.
Yeah, it's all kind of... Well, yeah, no, it all goes through cycles. I mean...
Yeah. But your parents, you were telling me before, they own a shop up there, right?
Yeah, they own a dispensary up there.
How's it going?
Seems to be doing fine. I think it's the only one in, like, a big sort of the area there.
Oh, okay. What's it called?
It's called CTP Botanicals Plus.
CTP Botanicals Plus.
So when they were first coming up with the idea for it, like right before the law passed, so it's like three doctors and my mom, who's like a pharmacist. And so they were like, we want this to be as professional as can be. Like, we don't want some stoner kid like behind, you know, like we want someone that just like knows what they're doing. Like, mm-hmm. not saying that those kids don't, but they want it to be like a doctor's office.
Right.
Like their mission statement was like, I want your grandmother to feel comfortable coming in here.
Yeah.
You know? Of course, all the little old blue ladies out there, the blue-haired ladies, they're starting to get into that marijuana.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know some elderly around here. You know, because when we think elderly now, I mean, you're talking some hippies, man. I mean, you're going to get some customers from Woodstock, you know?
Yeah.
Know what they're doing.
Well, I'm thinking about all the ladies that... you know, we went to church with when I was a kid. Just been born since 1890 and...
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
So you went to OU for a little bit?
Yeah. I went to school there for 3 years.
Now, were you a college dropout like
I
Kanye?
I was.
Yeah.
Yep. My parents aren't too happy about that.
Not happy with that. Yeah, but look at you go, man. I mean, you know, you're doing it. What got you into the bar biz, and then what, you know, kind of keeps you going?
You know, this is really going to make my dad mad. Cheers.
What's your dad's name?
Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah. Cheers, because he used to watch Cheers all the time. And I was like, I want to be Woody. I want to be Woody and Sam. And so when I got to college, I was 20, and I started working in this restaurant. And I loved it. And so as soon as I turned 21, I became a bartender there. And I was like, I'm Woody now. Like, yeah. So my dad named all of our dogs after people from Cheers. So again, it's his fault. You know, he might be like, you're a dropout. I'm like, well, you're the one that put me around this all the time. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. You raised a good man, Doug. And Doug's wife.
Shelly.
Yeah, like no. Shelly Long.
Oh my God, I never put that together. It's not spelled the same, but Dad, what is up with you and Cheers, man?
Now,
what if you... Of course, my sister went the opposite route.
Oh, really?
Physical therapy school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Her name's
so
not...
So they have one kid that they can be proud of.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. They're very supportive. They really are.
Right, yeah. I mean, you know, dude, you know, making a living and doing your thing at it, man. There's nothing wrong with that. And being independent, too.
Yeah. I mean, there's a little bit of freedom to this, but there's also a whole lot of working 80-hour weeks and stuff.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So, you know.
Now, what if you'd wanted to be Woody from Toy Story?
Yeah. But I'm confused on where this line of questioning is going.
I don't know where it's going. I just pictured Woody from Toy Story.
You're just, let's talk about Woody. Okay. I think I was 2 years old when that came out.
Didn't they have like a finale to it or something recently?
They just did a fourth one, I think.
I heard a bunch of people were crying in the theater or something like that.
Oh, people cried in the second one. They cried in the third one. Because they just won't end.
Yeah.
Toy Story just won't end.
Yeah. I think I was talking, it was a Dishman that was telling me he either wanted to see it or went and saw it, and him or somebody else. It was a grown man who had grown up with the franchise, but they were like, eh.
Was it Joey?
No.
Wasn't Joey?
Yeah, but, and they're like, I want to go see it in a theater, but I don't want to be a grown man sitting around a bunch of kids crying alone in the theater. You know, that looked kind of weird, but.
Yeah, I think we're actually going to go see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood tonight.
Oh, okay.
I'm excited for that. I'm a big Tarantino fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big Brad Pitt fan. I'm a big Leonardo DiCaprio fan. So,
yeah.
And Margot Robbie.
Yeah. You know, back in the day, I was told by a couple of people, I reminded them of, you know, Brad Pitt.
Young Brad Pitt?
Yeah. It wasn't because of the pelvic bones either. I mean...
We watched Thelma and Louise the other day on the TV... And that was like Brad Pitt's first big thing that he ever did.
Yeah.
And God, he looks so young. He still looks great.
Yeah.
But he just looks young in that.
He does. I asked a girl out in high school who wanted to go see a movie. I'm like, oh, but you know, what do you want to go see? I think she wanted to see Mystic Pizza. And I was like, no, we're not. No, never mind. This isn't going to work out. Didn't even go out with her. Just on principle. I'm not going to go see Mystic Pizza.
I don't know what Mystic Pizza is.
Look it up. You know, it was a generational movie.
Was it?
It's in the Fried Green Tomatoes, that one you just mentioned. It's kind of in that pocket a little
okay.
bit.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. So what's, I'm always curious, what's a good night of tips for a bartender? You know, just on
like
the
as a whole.
Yeah, like give me a shift and then a night and then like, you know, is it a weekend night compared to a?
It always really depends on the place.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to say back when I was a server, if I make $50 a night, every night that I work, like I can pay rent, I can buy food, I can sometimes have a drink and stuff. You know. Now that you know. we kind of have a family and whatnot and stuff like that. It's kind of like, I don't know, man. It's like, just take care of your servers and your bartenders. That's
right.
All I say.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's also something in the industry as well. Like, we don't talk about how much we make, and we don't ask other people how much they make and stuff. Right. It's kind of, it's one of those. But honestly, depending on the place, like, with how money is here, if you average out to a little bit over minimum wage, like, you can survive in certain parts of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
I hear you.
It's just kind of like, there's a reason a lot of people stay in the bar industry for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Money's good.
Yeah.
But it's a gamble.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you could go work for a place and make $600 in one night, and you can go and work for a place and make $5.
Wow.
Like, you know, you just don't know.
Yeah.
You know, even people that work at these places that are busy all the time,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is right now hard because the market's so stretched out, you know, it's so saturated.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just a gamble, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like every night, like I can roll in and be like, all right, usually on this night I do extremely well, and then have a bust night. Like, you just don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm paying cash, I've noticed two different things. If I pay cash, I like to tip the bartender for that drink. So I'll put a drink down, you know, put a couple bucks down in front of him, or a buck,
mm-hmm.
in case Jake is listening. Now, I've seen other places where, I don't know if this is a patron thing or a bartender thing, where they'll be paying cash, and then they'll stick all their tip at the end of it. Are either one of those acceptable? I guess I'm more concerned about the second one. Is that acceptable?
So they'll pay with their card and then tip cash?
No, they'll be paying cash for the drink, mm-hmm. but then not tip until they're ready to leave, and then they'll just kind of throw their cash tip in the bucket.
I don't know. It depends on again, the bartender.
Yeah.
And the place.
Yeah.
Like me, if I don't know you, that's going to look a little weird how you keep paying me and not having a tip. But then at the end, when you tip, I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah. No, that was nice. Like,
okay.
I don't care. I'm going to keep an eye on you.
Right.
You know?
I've seen your evil eye looking at me a couple times.
Not at you. What are you talking about? I'm the sweetest guy you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I think I might ask this to my last guest, Amy. Why do Oklahomans incorrectly call it Frito pie instead of Frito boat?
Who calls it a Frito boat?
I do. And people in California. It's a boat.
I'm pretty sure people in California don't eat Frito chili pie.
Do you see any crust on the Frito pie?
No.
Okay, then. So therefore, it's a boat.
Do you see a crust on a mud pie that a child makes? No. It's a name.
I'm just saying, man. I never saw Frito pie. I always saw it as like Frito boat. That's what people talked about.
This is the first time hearing this Frito boat thing. I have traveled a little bit.
I'm going to go look it up now.
I know I've been in like Oklahoma for like...
I might have been smoking crack then.
95% of my life.
First came across this. I've been incessantly mocked at the Flea for calling it a Frito boat.
As you should be.
And now on principle, I'm not going to call it a Frito pie. I'm going to stand my ground.
Well, then you don't get to eat one. You're just cut off of Frito pies, man. And if you put mustard on it,
you
call it an Okie pie.
Oh, my God, really?
It's Okie Roy.
All right, man. So we're going to I'm going to see you soon, all right?
All right.
At the spot. All right, Jace Melton, what is that address again on Instagram if people want to follow your drink-making stylings?
It is Jacer with a chaser. Jace. God, it's so stupid. I hate it.
Wait, did you beat what's-his-name yet with the followers?
Oh, we forgot all about that. Me and Zach Bowen. Bowen, the Viking of OKC.
Yeah.
No, actually, you know, I think he beat me, but we had forgotten about it.
Yeah. Because, I followed him and I didn't follow you on purpose because I thought that'd be funny.
Yeah, that's real funny, man.
And then I got completely off of Instagram.
And then everybody just forgot about it.
Yeah, everybody's like, screw it.
Yeah.
All right, man. Good stuff. We'll see you at 4th and Cartel. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode of the United States of Oklahoma, please subscribe on your favorite podcast publishing platform, Triple P, man, and share with your friends. And if you want to keep up with the latest news in Oklahoma, pick up a digital subscription at oklahoman.com, where you will get unparalleled coverage of Sooner State politics, sports, breaking news, business, crime in courts, food, music, religion, and a whole lot more, including some of the best photojournalism around. All for $9.99 a month.